always keeping the main thing, thanking God for Jesus Christ, thanking God for the Holy Spirit, thanking God for his angels, thanking God for his church, thanking God for this congregation, thanking God for the leaders of this congregation, thanking God for this morning, God. Thank you, Lord. We're not complaining. It's too hot or it's too cold. God, we just thank you for it. Amen. You gave us another opportunity to do better. And we thank you, God, for it. I pray and hope that something said this morning make you a better person for having been here. My lesson is coming from the book of Luke, the 5th chapter. What was read to you was verse 4. What was read to you is Luke 5, verse 4. But I would like to read from 1 through 11. And my title this morning is Putting Out into the Deep. Putting Out into the Deep. Luke 5, 1 through 11, it reads, "And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and he taught the people out of the ship. Verse 4. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and the nets brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so that they began to sink. When Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knee, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For I was astonished, and all that were with me at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the son of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not. For henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him." Put out into the deep. Simon had been fishing all night with no success, working from the early mornings hours cleaning his nets. Most likely he was exhausted and looking forward to going home and getting some sleep. So it must have seemed a bit strange when Jesus got into his boat, asked him to put out a little from the shore and began to teach. After he was finished teaching, he told Simon to put out into the deep waters and let down your nets for a catch. You see, Simon was a professional fisherman. This was his bread and butter. He did this for a living. And it didn't make any sense doing this, what Jesus said, because he was out all night long fishing, didn't catch a thing because the fish weren't biting. But I'll do it because you asked me, Peter said, reluctantly. But after he did, Peter, obedience brought blessings. They caught so much fish until the nets began to break. He had to call his partners to come help him with their boat. They filled both boats so much until it was about to sink. Peter's initial reluctance to trust Jesus' instruction is overcome by a miraculous catch, highlighting the importance of obedience even when it seems illogical. Peter's response of depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord, reveals a growing awareness of his own unworthiness in the presence of Jesus' holiness. Jesus transformed the fisherman's occupation from catching fish to catching people for God's kingdom, symbolizing a shift from worldly pursuit to a spiritual mission. The miraculous catch of fish that follows demonstrates God's ability to provide beyond our expectations when we trust and obey. The passage of encourages believers to be willing to trust God even when it means or seems stepping into the unknown or doing things that seems uncomfortable or illogical according to human standards. It suggests that God often sees things differently than we do, and that his ways will lead us to an unexpected blessing if we are willing to follow his guidance. The concept of going into the deep can be explored as a call to go deeper in prayer, to go deeper in Bible study, to go deeper in our relationship with God, to go deeper in faith, to go deeper in trust, to go deeper in hope, to go deeper in love. The story emphasizes that faith in Jesus can override our own limited understanding and past experiences, leading to unexpected and positive outcomes. How often do we resist Jesus' calling our lives? Because what he is calling us to do seems too crazy. It's just too impractical. How often do we avoid putting out into the deep of following Jesus? Because we convince ourselves that we will not see any good results. What will it mean for us to go deep with Jesus, to trust and follow him outside of our comfort zone, to let go of our own way and trust him, not giving up our possessions or our professions, but not letting our professions or our possession possess us or cause us to give up? Jesus' mission does not wait until we think we're ready. The need for the gospel is in this broken world is far urgent. We are called right now, even in spite of our frailty, failure, or doubt. Even in the midst of our ordinary, busy, complicated lives, Jesus' word to Peter is also the word to us. Do not be afraid. Catching others as he caught us in that deep net of mercy and love. When Jesus asked Peter to launch out into the deep, could you hear Peter saying, I've been here all night long. Can you hear him? I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I've been doing this for a long time. I know that the fish ain't biting. I know what I'm talking about. I've done this before. But since you asked me, I'll do it. I'll just have to show you that they're not biting. They're just not here. Could you see Jesus saying, Peter, just do what I tell you to do. throw out into the deep. Peter and Peter did, and he saw and believed. He was overflowing with fish. He was overflowing with astonishment. He was overflowing with godly regret. Verse 8, it says that when Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man." Verse 9, for he was astonished at all that were with him at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. Verse 10, and so was also James, John, and the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, from thenceforth thou shalt be catchers of men. He encourages Peter to overcome his fear and trust in him. Can you hear us, you and me, the church, saying, I've been in the church for a long time. I know what I'm doing, and I know what to do. Can you hear us saying, I've been in that neighborhood. They ain't biting. Can you hear us saying, I've been calling that family. They're not answering. Can you hear us saying, I've been to those who have strayed away but no comply. Can you hear? I've tried to get my husband to come back, but it seems like it's too late. Can you hear? I've tried to get my wife to come back, but she won't budge. Can you hear? I've tried to get my children to come back, but they won't. I'm on the last lap with my husband, and I'm on the last lap with my wife. Jesus is saying, launch out into the deep and let your nets down. He's saying, don't give up so quick, because you wasn't giving up on when you were in the deep, when I was in the deep. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on to your own understanding. That's what Jesus is telling us, Proverbs 3:5. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is, Jeremiah 17:7. Whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Proverbs 29:25. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. Isaiah 12:2. You see, with Jesus, we don't have a hopeless end. With Jesus, we have endless hope. Launch out into the deep. I'm afraid I might lose my husband if I do what you say, Lord. I'm afraid I might lose my wife if I do what you say. Because, you know, I love my wife and I don't want her to leave me. So we're gonna step aside for what you say. And I'm going to keep my wife. I might lose my friends. You see, I've been friends with these people since youth. And we're close, and we do things together. We get things done together. So I don't want to lose them. I understand that you say to go into the deep and cast that net out there, but I don't want to lose these friends. I might lose my job if I do what you say, Lord. I might lose my possessions, Lord, because I got a lot. I just want to give me some time. Just let me be to myself, Lord. I know you said that to cast it out there. I know you said that, right? But I'm a little reluctant. I'm not ready right now, because I don't think it's going to do any good. Jonah, go to Nineveh. Go to Nineveh, Jonah. Lord, I don't. These people, they some wild folks. They ain't gonna listen to me. Go to Nineveh, Jonah. Moses, go tell Pharaoh what I told you to tell them. But Lord, I talk funny. They might laugh at me. You know, my speech ain't up to date. Yeah, you know, can you get somebody else to do it, Lord? No, I want you to do it. Jeremiah, I'm a child, I'm a kid, I can't do that. Go. He's telling us right now today to go. Cast out into the deep. Are you with me? You know, because he's saying that he knows what he's talking about. Are you with me? I don't know, but he knows. He knows it all. He knows it all. He knows my tomorrow before I get there. He knows that. You see, we have to have that faith to believe his word. Sometimes it gets kind of rough. Sometimes it gets kind of hard for us to trust his word because people are people. Are you with me? And I'm one of them. I ain't, you know, all that all the time, but I'm stopped by to tell you, somewhere down the line, I have to say, forgive me, Lord, for what I've done. If I'm not able to say, forgive me, Lord, for what I've done, then I ain't worth going. Amen. 1 Peter 4:16 says, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in his behalf. You see, we're afraid. We're ashamed, and to glorify God because, you know, it ain't the right time to glorify God. Are you with me? I'm gonna do it when so and so leave, and then I'm gonna glorify God because. But that's not what God is telling us to do. 1 Peter 3:17, for it is better the will of God so be that you suffer for well doing other than doing, suffer for doing evil. Throw it into the deep. We were in the deep. Are you with me? Some of us didn't get it the first time. Some of us didn't get it the second time. Some of us didn't get it the third time, the fourth time. Should I go on? But we got it because somebody heard Jesus saying, throw out into the deep, because that's where I'm at, in the deep. And many of us was in the deep. We were in the deep. Oh, bro, Pastor, I wasn't that bad of a person. Yes, you was. Yes, you were. Yes, you were. You were in the deep. Someone had to come and get you. Amen? I'm done. Look at the smiles on their faces. If you are here and you're not a member of the church, there's some things that you must do. You must hear God's word. You must believe God's word. What is God's word? That Jesus came down from heaven. He was born of a virgin. He lived a cruel life, suffered and died on that cross. But on the third day, he rose with all powers in his hands. Amen. Somebody got to believe that, because that's what we were told. So we got to go and tell somebody what we were told and hope that they believe. Amen. We must repent. Once again, repent means to turn around. Sometimes we could be doing some things and we could just stop for a while and then continue. But repent means you stop and you turn around so you won't continue. Amen? You say you stop, turn around, and come toward Christ. Not turn to something worse than you, you know, turn to Christ. You must confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Be baptized in water for remission of sins. Stay faithful in God's grace. Come to worship. Come to Bible classes. Are you with me? Come to, just come together in love. Amen. We must love. We must have faith. We must fellowship. We must teach. We must be able to learn. It's a lot of musts. But once again, that love is the most important thing that we must have. You ain't got that. You just ain't got it. You say you can't act like you love, but you got to love. Amen. Love. If you're here and you are a member, if you are in need of prayer at this time, you may together stand and ask for prayers at this time.